This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Always fun to get you in here with us on the Ladies Lounge Hour. It's an hour that we began a number of years ago for the very simple purpose of just expanding the dialogue. Talk radio is oftentimes a place where men are targeted, programmed to, programmed by talent, listeners. It's all about men, men, men. And I thought about 10 years ago, you know what, we're missing about half the conversation. We really do need to incorporate that other half of the entire population. So we intentionally, every single broadcast of Kevin McCullough Radio on Radio Night Live, we intentionally use female voices because we're just committed to having both sides of the conversation as best we can. And that brings me to my monologue for this hour. I'm going to get to it in just a second. I just want to remind you that, as I mentioned in the first hour, every slave that we are able to liberate tonight will be matched slave for slave. We've had a very generous challenge from a couple of the donors that have already stepped up with larger gifts and said, hey, let's get these people to match this. So for $250, you're going to be able to liberate a life, a human being, set her free, but also give her everything she needs to start her new life over again in her home, her hometown, her home area of South Sudan. And Rob Davis will be back with me this hour to touch on that just a little bit further. But I just wanted to remind you, we've got about an hour left of that matching challenge, and I would really love it if we could just maximize that generosity. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or do it online. It's super simple. bringherhome.org. bringherhome.org is the way you make that online gift. And again, you can set it up as like a monthly installment, $50 a month for 5 months, or $125 a month for 2 months, or a one-time gift of $250. Or maybe you want to take the 12 slave challenge. The McCullough family liberates a slave every single month. We've done this for a little more than 2 years now, and that means that 24 lives have been completely set free just from our, you know, cutting corners here and being able to open up a little bit more to give. Would you help us? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, I happen to think that women are going to play an extraordinarily important role in the election just in front of us. And I know that my Democratic opponents believe that too. My Democratic opponents believe that women are going to deliver them a landslide for them on November 8th. That women who care about abortion and more abortion and more abortion and more abortion and then some more abortion, that this is what the women of the country are going to vote on. And there may be a certain sector of women that may do that. And after the Dobbs case was released by the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, you saw some very hateful and agitated activists that got up and said, you know, we're going to see to it that you know, everyone that did this loses their job. And they were threatening to blow people out of the water this election cycle. And I haven't seen evidence of that. I will say this. There was one case, a special election in Kansas held not long after the Dobbs decision, and they poured about $100 gazillion into that state from out of state, and they barely got the abortion referendum passed, which is kind of sad because it's going to go right back on the next ballot and probably be overturned by the voters of Kansas in the next go-around. But they had a somewhat low turnout because it was a special election, and they had the abortion vote really, really ginned up, ready to go. Kansas is not a pro-abortion state. the people of Kansas are common sense. They are, and I have great affiliates in Wichita and Kansas City. And I love Kansas. I think it's a great place. But that's what we have been told is going to be the strategy for how they are going to win on November 8th, that they're going to take the women's vote, and it's all going to be based on abortion, 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 abortion. Now, while I know they want to think that, some of the polls in recent weeks have been showing the issues that women care about, the things that are actually on their mind, on their heart, things like the economy, things like crime. Although I guess it's racist to say if you're concerned about crime. How is that racist, by the way? Nobody's saying that all crime is done by one race of people. If you're talking about violent crime, you're just talking about violent crime. In New York State, Lee Zeldin's running for governor. He's had two different attacks on his life in this electoral process. I think both of them were by white people. But violent crime is violent crime. And I don't believe at all that it's racist to say that some cities in this country are struggling with it. There are a lot of great cities that aren't struggling with it, that have low crime rates. Those cities happen to be mayored by and largely in red states and red, you know, Republican mayors. About 8 or 9 of the top 10 worst cities in terms of crime in the country are all Democrat headed mayor, state, governor, you know, all the rest. That's especially true in New York. But here's the thing. These are the types of things that moms care about, that they're worried about. And I think that the mom vote, the people I've called the angry mama bears, are actually going to be a little bit more motivated than the abortion-minded single women that the Democratic Party is aiming for. And that's largely who they're aiming for. Single women that are unmarried, that don't have families, that they can make angry about not, quote, having the right to an abortion, which is kind of absurd because in states like New York, it's still legal. So even in that, getting a national messaging out on the abortion issue, if I was the political consultant to the Democrats, and I don't believe in anything of their platform, but I would have advised them, if you want to even have a shot at winning in 2022, you don't run with abortion as your primary subject. But it's not just what they're running on. It's also what they're running away from that is going to be the reason the mama bears will defeat the Democrats this year. And let me just give you an example. First, from the President of the United States. Take a listen to this.
And by the way, the food prices, the main driver of food prices is not the price of beef and eggs, et cetera, although they're up. It's packaged goods. Packaged goods. You're going to see people not buying Kellogg's Raisin Bran, which you're going to see them buy another Raisin Bran, which is going to be a dollar cheaper. I mean, so what's happening is there is real movement.
All right. This, that is such an absurd statement. And for him to say that the way you're going to solve the economic problem. Now, let's examine what he said there. So it's packaged goods that's the problem and not beef and bacon. And that's first of all, that's not true. Beef, bacon, eggs, milk, they're all way more expensive than they were when he came into office. Way more. But let's just stick with his illustration of Raisin Bran. They're not going to buy Kellogg's Raisin Bran. They're going to buy the store brand or some other brand that he's saying they'll obviously do that to save a buck. Well, even if they bought 13 or 14 boxes of cereal a month, that still barely covers the difference in a tank of gas that they're having to pay for just to go live their life every day. And nobody eats 15 boxes of cereal a month. So I don't know what he's talking about. But this dismissive kind of attitude of, oh, the prices aren't really what they seem to be, you're not really seeing the prices with your eyes. They're really something else, very different. And he's almost irritated at times. Not so much in that clip, but in other clips, he's almost irritated at people for asking them about the higher prices and the cost of living. And Nancy Pelosi this last week said, it's not inflation, it's the cost of living. What's the difference? Does anybody in America care about the technical definition between inflation, which is the price of everything that we have to use, and cost of living, which is the price of what it is to live our lives? I don't think anybody in the country thinks about whether it's called cost of living or inflation. They just know they're paying more money than they did 2 years ago, and it's hard for them. But it's not just that either. It's also the matter of the mama bears and what they care about by way of what they're teaching their children in schools. And when you have teachers trying to come in between parents on issues like sexual transition, particularly for ages 5, 7, 8, those age groups, mama bears are going to come vote. You're not going to take mamas away from their cublings. So don't do that. All right, Kevin McCullough, big ladies' lounge straight ahead. And we start with Nicole Gelinas from the New York Post. She has the audacity to tell us that the perception of crime being dangerous in bigger cities is because those bigger cities are actually more dangerous because of the crime. Stick around. We've got a lot of fun yet to come to. Plus, a return performance from Taylor Swift in the music spotlight. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. You know, there's in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of think tanks that people know about all over the world, and they, you know, they kind of hold them in reverence, the Heritage Foundation and Concerned Women for America and all these kind of great groups that are doing great things. But right here in Manhattan, there's a very good group that's been doing great work for a long, long time. The problem is they're in Manhattan, and nobody knows that really good think tanks can exist outside of Washington. One of them is called the Manhattan Institute, and my next guest is one of their key contributors. You also know her from the New York Post because she contributes on the editorial side there as well. Nicole Gelinas, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me back. And I think that was an excellent explanation of think tanks.
Well, and, you know, it's amazing because I guess I've been here in the city now for such a long period of time. I know all about the Manhattan Institute, but I remember going to other places and talking to people about, and you guys are still a very well-kept secret. So we've got to get that. We've got to get the well-kept part of it gone and just, you know, get
you
out
there. Yeah, in the hidden borough of Manhattan.
That's right. Exactly. There's conservatives in Manhattan. What? So recently, and you study a lot of stuff for people that aren't familiar with you and maybe listening from other parts of the country. You study a lot of kind of the inner machinations of how New York City works, and you write about a lot of that in your column. But I was very taken by the concept of your recent piece where you kind of tongue-in-cheek said, the reason that New York City has a perception of having more crime is because there actually is. And I know that sometimes in the journalism game, you have to tell the people what you're going to tell them, and then you tell them, and then you tell them what you told them. And I kind of feel like the politicians in New York need to hear that sometimes, because as evident as it is to everyone that comes to our city. I had four friends visit just within the last month, different people here at different times. Every single one of them, like, what happened to this place?
Yeah.
It's a different city. But that's because there's different things going on now than there were before the pandemic, no?
Yeah, I mean, it never, no matter what the topic, it's never a winning strategy to tell people that what they see before their own eyes is not true. I mean, that was true in the George W. Bush administration, where he would say, you know, on everything from Katrina to the Iraq war, that everything was going well and people could see things are not doing well. And he got slammed in those midterm elections. I think I remember he used the phrase, he got a thumping. And I think the Democrats are doing the same thing now. Certainly not all of them, but many prominent elected officials, including our New York governor, Governor Hochul, and our New York mayor, Mayor Eric Adams, are trying to say what you perceive on the streets and on the subways in terms of feeling more danger and disorder is just not true. It's just your perception. And first of all, you know, that's a bad strategy because people's perception matters.
Right.
If you're
kind of telling your voters that they're kind of stupid.
Yeah, but even beyond that, you know, a lot of people read the papers, they watch TV, and there are a lot of statistical analyses being put out to support the perception that crime is up. If you take the subway crime numbers, for example, up from the mid-1990s, after Bill Bratton tackled subway crime starting in 1990, shortly after that, through 2019, we had an average of 1 to 2 subway murders every year on the subway. So against ridership of close to 2 billion people, you weren't going to get much lower than 1 to 2 murders on the subway. I mean, that was significantly not zero risk, and no murder is acceptable, but very, very low risk. So 2020, March of 2020, as soon as we went into lockdown, we had 3 subway murders within 5 weeks. All totally random subway murders. You know, a subway motorman was killed. A person was killed when he let someone into the subway system through the exit gate, trying to be nice to this stranger. And another person was knifed to death during a fight. So 3 murders in 5 weeks. In March of 2020, something New York hadn't seen for literally 3 decades. So something to be concerned about. And immediately, politicians, downplayed this, said just an aberration. It's a product of COVID. You know, don't worry about it. You know, fine. But we ended 2020 with 7 subway murders. So, you know, the risk had gone from 1 or 2 to 7. So you could say...
And how much lower was ridership? Because the 1 to 2 was against...
Ridership in 2020 was very low. I don't think it exceeded 40% of pre-COVID ridership for the full year. So you could say, all right, 2020, not a very good year. What happens in 2021? We have another 7 murders on the subway, so you can't really ignore it. And then what happens? Here we are in 2022. Ridership is back to 60% of normal, a little above 60% now. And we've now had 9 murders on the subway in 2022, including 4 in the past 3 weeks. So, you know, no one can say that 3 years of this now, where the risk of being killed on the subway has gone up sixfold and gone up even more when you account for the lower ridership. You know, this is not an aberration. Something has gone very wrong.
Yeah.
And it's not just murders. You know, the rate of violent felonies on the subway is about 40% higher than it was in 2019, again, with much lower ridership. So, you know, no one is saying you're very likely to be murdered on subway, but coupled with the fact that there's a greater environment of disorder where there are more people sleeping on the benches,
yep,
more people sleeping on subway cars, more aggressive panhandlers, people smoking pot, people smoking crack, people shooting up on the subway benches. So you go down there, it's unpleasant. And then you have to think in the back of your head, well, someone just got pushed on the track, so I got to watch out for that, too.
Yeah.
You know, all of this together doesn't make for a very good environment.
Well, I think you're spot on, as usual, and the good advice to Democrats, don't tell voters that they don't see what they see, because they obviously do see it, and there's reasons why they do. Reader in the New York Post, follow her stuff at the Manhattan Institute. Nicole Gelinas, always appreciate your input here with us at Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Kevin. Likewise.
You got it.
And let me just be quick to add that this evening, because of the generosity of somebody who cares a lot about our Slave Liberation Project, every gift that you give before the night is over, we will continue to double the impact of liberating slaves tonight. And coming up next, I'll be talking with Rob Davis a little bit more, but I just wanted to give you that number. It's 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010, and if you go right now and make that gift tonight, $250 will set one human life free from slavery, but it will also give them everything they need to start. The Bag of Hope will include the sorghum they will need to eat for the coming year, seed for another year's worth of sorghum after that, a little she-goat to start a business with and to produce milk and cheese and the other things that that will bring into her life. And friends, that all happens because of your generosity. And as I've been talking with Rob in the last hour and in the last few weeks, we are imminently waiting another liberation into Northern Sudan. So don't be part of the wait. Be part of the solution. 888-342-1010. Please go and call right now. 888-342-1010. Or give online at bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org. Bring her home. Bring the slave home. Bringherhome.org. Or 888-342-1010.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting.
Heavy rains brought by an approaching storm triggered flooding and multiple landslides in the southern Philippines, killing at least 31 people as rescuers searched for missing residents. The British government is to call an election to Northern Ireland's devolved parliament in an effort to break a political stalemate that could leave the region facing direct rule from London. And it didn't take long for banned account holders and world leaders to call on Elon Musk, who calls himself a free speech abolitionist, yet has promised advertisers to avoid turning the platform into a hellscape. With the U.S. midterm elections less than 2 weeks away, Twitter could become the host of a fresh wave of election misinformation, just as voters are casting ballots, experts say. This is USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here, and thank you for those of you that have been faithfully giving to CSI to help see these women and some of their children be returned home to South Sudan, liberated out of slavery because of your generosity. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010 is the number, or bringherhome.org. If you're an online person and you like to do your giving and shopping and everything else online, bringherhome.org. Please go and check it out. All right, Rob Davis is back with me from Christian Solidarity International. Rob, this is the thing that blows me away. I try to put myself in the footsteps of one of these women, and that's even unfair to say because I could never imagine the torture and the The sexual assault and the abuse, the verbal abuse, the things that they call these women that we can't even translate into English because it's so vulgar and so vile, and yet that's what they're just inundated with day in and day out. Their Christian name is taken from them. They're given a Muslim name. They're told in order to be a good Muslim woman, you have to go circumcise your own sensory organ in your sexual function, and you have to cut that out of your very skin. There's all these things that they have endured to get to this point, and they've never had anything of their own. And then when they make it to the recovery camp at the border of the two Sudans, and the CSI personnel are giving them the medical attention and the counseling help and all the rest, they give them the bag of hope, which is all the things that we just said. They've never seen that many material goods for themselves. I mean, they don't sometimes own more than one change of clothing. Whatever they're wearing is basically whatever they have. And here's everything to start their life over. And I just can't imagine what happens in their heart. It must just explode in the best of ways in terms of gratitude and thankfulness.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've talked with other CSI employees over the years, Kevin, you remember, about the celebrations that ensue when these women are brought back and freed and brought to their villages. Imagine, as we said in other segments that we've done together over the years, many of these women, largely women and children, that are being freed, there are men as well, but the majority are women and children, have been enslaved for well over 20 years,
yeah.
In some cases 30. So again, imagine being fed the scraps off the table of your Arab master, as you said, having little to no clothing other than, what you had on your back when you were captured. And then over the years, you know, the master will give you some of one of his wives' leftover dresses when she's done with it, and it's barely wearable then, but it'll at least do for you.
Yeah.
Imagine the attention that these women receive, and the very hope that they're given by the fact that they weren't sure whether they'd be freed or not. Many of the testimonies we read of these people who were able to free have said, I've been praying for years and years and years that God would somehow rescue me. I guess at some point after you've been praying that for 20 years, if you're still praying it, I applaud them, because in some cases, I don't know, when would you and I give up? How many weeks would it take before we would throw in the towel? Sometimes these women have been praying for decades and finally God answers their prayers. So I can't even, like you said, we can try and imagine, but I can't even put myself in their shoes and begin to understand what this must be like.
And friends, that's what we want you to help capture in your imagination, the impossibility of the level of goodness and thankfulness that is felt when they realize that your gift was turned into their entire life being given back to them, and in a way that they've never even dreamed would be possible. That's why I love using this platform and this show and this microphone to tell you about it and then to encourage you to jump on board. And it's not something that I'm asking you to do that I haven't done. My family gives to CSI every single month. In fact, by God's grace and only by His goodness, we have for the last couple of years been able to give enough each month to liberate one slave per month. I'm not asking you to take that challenge, but if you would like to, I would love for you to join us in the 12 by 12, 12 slaves in 12 months challenge, $250 a month, and you can do it on your credit card. It's very simple to set up. But if that is not doable for you or your family, would you consider at least liberating one? $250 one-time gift will set a slave free and give them everything that we just described to you, everything in the bag of hope, everything in the two bags next to it, everything including that goat that follows along behind them as they make their way. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. Now, there's an urgency why we need you to do it tonight. And we can't tell you all the details, because if we do, we'll jeopardize the safety and security of the mission. But there's another liberation that is planned for the very near immediate future. And if you give your gift tonight, that's going to secure one of the places for those 77 that are still on the list that we need your help with, and we need it desperately. We want to give all 192 of those women the freedom that they had been praying for. And we are 77 away from fulfilling this. So would you help us? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Everybody loves my favorite, but my favorite lies by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, one of my big emphases here at the Kevin McCullough microphone is to insist that we have female voices regularly, daily, weekly for sure, contributing to the dialogue. Talk radio is largely programmed by men, for men to listen to, by other men. It's talented by men. It's produced by men. It's sold by, you know, men. So it's, I feel like we're missing half the conversation. And that's why I put such a strong emphasis on having so many female voices as part of what we do on a regular basis. And one of those voices that is not only, wonderful to speak with because of her expertise, but also because she's just a darn nice lady, is Abby Johnson, founder of And Then There Were None. And she is now a busy mama and working very hard to still make a difference in the world around her. Abby, welcome back. Always good to have you.
Thank you.
We are now just a couple of weeks away from election 2022, and everybody thought, at least everybody on the left thought, that if we just go out and we just scream our abortion, that we're gonna just walk away with this election. And I'm looking at poll after poll after poll, and yes, after Dobbs, abortion was in the teens somewhere in terms of the most important issue for a bunch of people, but it's gone from the teens to 9 to 8, I think it's 5 in the current Rasmussen poll in terms of issue that people are voting on, and even some of those people that are going to vote on it are pro-life in their orientation, so it's still like a very important issue to pro-lifers as well. So that 5% number, what does that tell you about where we are as a country and what you think is going to happen in a couple of weeks?
Well, you know what was interesting, Kevin? I was actually on a flight 2 days after Roe was overturned. And I was looking around at all the people on the plane. And, you know, the pro-life movement, I mean, that's my world, right? I mean, that's
right.
I, you know, live and breathe. But I'm looking around this plane, and I'm looking at these, you know, moms with kids trying to calm them down on the plane. I'm looking at these businessmen, you know, traveling around. And I'm thinking, abortion doesn't matter to the bulk of the people on this plane. They don't care. You know what they care about? They care about inflation. They
Yep.
care about fuel prices. They care about the fact that you go to the grocery store now. I just left the grocery store with my son, and, you know, my tiny basket of groceries cost $130. That's what people care about right now. And, you know, just because some of us live and breathe these issues, these, you know, social issues or whatever, doesn't mean that the rest of the country, you know, doesn't mean that they are living and breathing these issues.
Right.
They care about the bottom line. And the bottom line is that, you know, these prices are eating into our paycheck. And that's what people care about right now.
Well,
and
so let me riff on
polls,
that.
They're not going to worry about abortion.
Let me riff on that just for a second, because Stacey Abrams, who's had some wingdingers in this election cycle, there's no heartbeat in a six-week-old baby. You know, just it's a made-up sound. The Doppler's a made-up sound for men to control your body. And then just this week, she basically implied that abortion needs to be available for women to fight inflation. That was kind of like the takeaway of her reasoning. And I'm like, you can't be more out of touch than that.
Right. Well, and, you know, Stacey Abrams is, I mean, look, she's an elitist, right? So she's out here saying that if you're poor, we're not going to do anything to actually help you improve your situation,
right?
We're not going to do anything to, you know, provide community programs. We're not going to provide scholarships to single moms. We're not going to help
kill your kid.
You know, increase their level of education or provide job skills or anything like that. No, the only thing that we can offer you is for you to become a killer and kill your baby. That's what we're going to offer you, which is absolutely ridiculous and the complete opposite of what the pro-life movement will continue to do for many years.
Yeah. Well, it's not only that. I know that the angry mama bears, as I wrote about in Town Hall this last week, whose kids are being brainwashed away from them in the public schools on everything from transitioning to reverse racism and a whole bunch of other woke stuff that just doesn't even belong there. I think those mama bears are going to be a much better judge of how women in this country actually feel in the polls this year at the on Election Day than anything that Stacey Abrams has been talking about. And I asked Sean Spicer about this a couple of days ago, and I said, Sean, this is the most losing issue and point that I think they could be making. And he just said right back to me, he said, Kevin, what do they have to pivot to? There is nothing else that will rile up their base, and they have no ideas on the major issues that we're facing. So, yeah, it's going to be, I think there's a good possibility that there are going to be people that get elected in a common sense revolution in a couple of weeks, and that's important. Hey, you've got a brand new film that you've been working on called She Was Stronger. And I want you to tell us all about it and how people can access it and go see it, especially here in New York, in the next few weeks.
Yeah, so this is something I've been working on for a while. I'm really, really excited about it. As a lot of people know, I run a ministry called And Then There Were None, and we help get abortion clinic workers out of the industry, and we help them get onto a new path of hope and healing and hopefully relationship with Jesus Christ. And we have helped 626 abortion workers do just that.
Wow.
In the past 10 years. People said, this is a failing cause, Abby. They're never going to leave. They're never going to listen to you. They're never going to become pro-life. They're too far gone. And we said, watch us. We're going to make this happen. And that's exactly what has happened. It's been really miraculous. These workers have turned around because of the information they know about, you know, what's taking place inside of these clinics. We have shut down 25 abortion clinics by working with state and local officials. Babies are being saved, lives are being changed, eternal lives are being saved. And I really wanted to highlight that. I really wanted to show the humanity of these workers and the good that can be done because of their testimonies. And some of them really have amazing life-changing testimonies. And so what we've done is we have followed three of them, their life journey, and one of them actually, who's part of our ministry, came from Kermit Gosnell's clinic. Kermit Gosnell serving a life sentence. And so you get to hear her story. This video, it's only a little over 30 minutes, a short documentary, but everybody who watches it says, oh my gosh, I'm walking away from this change, and I'm walking away from this hopeful that yes, we are going to see a time where abortion is unthinkable in this country.
Abby Johnson, thanks for fighting such a good fight, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Kevin.
SheWasStronger.com. SheWasStronger.com. All one word. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, on the New Music Spotlight stage, Taylor Swift. Spend the rest of her life with. We'll find out more about that, I'm sure, as time goes by. I want to say big thanks to everyone part of the show tonight. John Solomon, Rob Davis, Nicole Gelinas, Abby Johnson, and, of course, Taylor Swift, and, of course, the whole crew, from Nicholas Malone, Owen Buckley, Nicholas Riccio, Ivan Quinones, and yours truly, Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. Miss any part of it, you can rewatch on the Salem News Channel. Just go to the Radio Night Live section, or you can re-listen on any podcast aggregator. Just go to Kevin McCullough Radio or Radio Night Live in the search tool, and you will find us. Kevin McCullough saying thank you, and we'll see you.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.